Welcome to the Botus Podcast. I am Jacek from Botus, and today we are going to talk about the Bone Builder. So as many of our listeners probably remember, we just recently already did a podcast on the topic of the Bone Builder. That one was together with my colleague Lisa, and in that podcast we were talking about the science and about the biology of the MaxCraft Bone Builder. And today we are going to delve a little bit deeper into the technical aspects of the Bone Builder and into the question, how is a MaxCraft Bone Builder created? How is this whole thing done? And also, how can I as a clinician get a Bone Builder? What do I need to do? So just for all of those listeners who have just tuned in, so the MaxCraft Bone Builder is a custom-made bone block, which is being created based on the bone defect of the patient. So it's an individualized product, a bone block that is made, based on the clinical requirements of the individual case. So today I have a very special guest. His name is Goran Nikolowski, and actually he is the head of the department which is taking care of creating the Bone Builder. So welcome Goran, and thanks for being here. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello Jacek, hello to all our listeners. Thank you for having me.
it's a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you.
Maybe we can just start off. Goran, can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
I'd love to. I'm dental technician, working for Botus now since 2012. Yes, so I'm in charge of the 3D design of MaxCraft Bone Builder now 8 years.
Okay, wow. So you were there at Botus almost from the beginning, actually.
Yes. That's right.
Okay, so you have a technical background. So actually, it's good to have you here today also to be able to answer all of the technical questions. So let's say that I am a clinician, I am a doctor, and I have a patient with a big bone defect, and I have the feeling that maybe the MaxCraft Bone Builder could be the right product to treat this bone defect. So what do I need to do? How do I get the Bone Builder? What do I have to do?
In the first place, contact us. We have an experienced team of experts that can consult you. We are high-skilled dental technicians sited in Berlin, working together with product management and to discuss each case regarding quality of scan and feasibility of the individual case.
Okay, so in Berlin, actually, the team is located in Berlin, and there is a whole team technical experts who are there for the clinician to consult them on the clinical case. I as a clinician, you just mentioned that you need some sort of data to assess the case. So what sort of data do you need?
We need especially a CBCT scan. This is a set of scan images in a special format. It's DICOM. This is needed for our software to convert these images to a 3D model, to create a three-dimensional model of the defect. On this basis, we can reconstruct the defect using the Bone Builder technology.
Okay, so I, as a clinician, I need to do a CBCT scan of the bone defect. The format is DICOM, and then what do I do with it? I send it to you by email, or how does it work?
Of course, we have a great website. It's dedicated only to the Bone Builder, and it's botus-bonebuilder.com. It has a lot of functionalities, has many sections like the help in download section, FAQ, many clinical cases and publications. And when you register yourself online at our website, with this you can upload, you can create an order by uploading your data. So you have created a profile using your email address, creating a profile name, username, and then you can start after login to upload the data, which we need as a zip file. So you need to prepare it in advance.
Okay, and, so yeah. Maybe for our listeners, we will put the link to the website onto the podcast mm-hmm. website also so that they can directly access this page. So, okay, so if I am a clinician, okay, I have the data, then I go onto the website, I create a profile. If I have any technical difficulties, can I always contact you also?
Always, always. You, if you need help or support in any moment, call our expert team. We will assist you. We are here for you. We will help in any moment. And if you have any issues, or,
that sounds that sounds wonderful. So yeah. Okay, so so I let's say that okay, I have now the I have upload. I am a clinician. I with my clinical case. I did a CT scan. I uploaded the data onto the website. And what happens next?
Yeah, what happens next? The dental technicians will start to design the Maxwell Bone Builder, the virtual bone block, by using several software. These 3D plannings or proposal will be converted into a 3D PDF, which we will be uploaded to the website. And when it's online, the 3D planning, this proposal, the clinical user, the clinician, the customer will be informed by email. Then he can log in to the website and check the 3D design.
Okay, so based on the CT scan, based on the data, you create a virtual 3D model.
That's right.
And yeah, what happens once the model is ready? What is the next step?
Of course, the clinician has the opportunity to communicate with us when he has any wishes for modification. So we need his feedback. If it's done, when we have his confirmation, the approval of the design, we will send it for production.
Okay, for production, that's a good point. So how is the product being produced and where is it being produced?
It will be produced in Austria by our partner Tissue Bank, the Cells and Tissue Bank in Austria.
Oh, okay. So there is a tissue bank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has extremely high safety standards, and the bone builder will be milled under clean room conditions.
So, Goran, how long does it take to produce the bone builder, or how long do I, as a clinician, need to wait until I get the bone builder?
Yeah, well, from the moment the clinician approves it, it takes 4 weeks. That means we need up to 3 days for the 3D planning, and depends on the demands. But when it's approved and ordered, the CTBA needs 4 weeks because it needs to produce it by milling it, to sterilize it, and to deliver it. Therefore, we need 4 weeks.
Please. Okay. So if I understand correctly, first of all, it's necessary 3 to 4 days for you in Berlin, for the team to create the model, etc.
Yes.
And then once everything is created and approved by the clinician, which also may take some time, from there we have to calculate 4 weeks. So probably if the clinician is doing it for the first time, maybe it's a good idea to calculate 5-6 weeks just to be sure and have a buffer, right?
That's right. That's right. I would recommend that to calculate some time of buffer, yes.
Okay. And from your experience, I mean, you've mentioned that you've been doing this for 8 years now, so almost from the beginning of BOTUS. Goran, do you have any special hints or any special advice for clinicians who are doing this for the first time, maybe?
I would say start with a small case. Start with a with a small defect, with a normal standard block size. We have sometimes clinicians, they want to perform for the first time a full arch reconstruction needing 3 or 4 blocks. And when you don't have the experience with the Maxab bone miller blocks in advance, it might be not so good. It might be a risky. I would recommend to start with a simple case.
Okay, so start small, don't go too big the first time. Yeah. Yes. This is actually interesting because it's a point that our colleague Lisa has pointed out during the last podcast. She said that to some clinicians, it may appear that it is very, very easy because it's a 3D made model. It perfectly fits. All of this is true, but maybe we should mention this, that it is a technique sensitive technique. We're talking about block augmentation. So we as BOTIS, we recommend the bone builder only to clinicians who already have a solid experience in the field of bone augmentation. So Goran, I think, it's funny because you're saying exactly the thing that Lisa mentioned in the last podcast, to start off not too big. But let's say that, okay, I'm a clinician who already, I have experience in the bone builder. I have already used the bone builder several times. How far can I go, or what are the limitations of the bone builder?
In horizontal direction, there is no limit. I think the main issue is in vertical direction. We recommend up to 3 to 4 millimeter, but it depends also on the defect geometry and size.
And another question that also, it's not a question that's mentioned, but another service that you offer is the creation of a bone builder dummy. Can you explain to us what exactly that is?
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Jacek, to mention it. Yes, of course. We are also offering the opportunity to order a 3D printed model of the defect, including the design, then of course confirmed bone builder blocks in plastic. You can use it as study models or to simulate or to show and explain the surgery process, for example, or to the patient or to the colleagues. Yeah, it's a great product as well to use it.
I can imagine that this can be very helpful also for the doctor to explain it to the patient because it's...
That's right.
Yeah, I think so the patient can much easier understand the surgical procedure also and what is happening to his or her body in the end. So yeah, that sounds very, very interesting. Yeah. So Goran, thank you. Thank you very, very much for having taken the time to do this podcast, to give us some insights into the technical background, into the making of the bone builder. It was a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. You're welcome as well. Thank you.
Yeah. And to all of our listeners, if you want to have any further information on the BOTIS Bone Builder, you can just follow the links that we have posted below this podcast here. So thank you very much to everybody for listening and stay tuned.